Israel's wars in Iran with the U.S. and in Lebanon and Gaza are unpopular with the public in the United States and Europe. But inside Israel, these wars have huge support. From Tel Aviv, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley spoke to Israelis to ask why.
Recent polls show a large majority of Israelis want to continue their offensives against Hezbollah in Lebanon and against Iran. You don't have to look too far to confirm the statistics. Lior Bronstein is waiting for her bus in Tel Aviv.
We have to be on guard, always.
She supports the Israeli army occupying southern Lebanon to rout Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah.
Oh, of course, yes. Hezbollah will more weapon and for what? For kill us. They always wants to kill the Jews, always.
Taxi driver Gabrielle Levy agrees.
If we start something, we must finish it. Because if not, they were going to come back at 5 years from now, and the situation will be much worse. We must finish the regime of Iran.
And it's not just supporters of the right-wing government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu who feel that way, says Amos Harel, the defense analyst with newspaper Haaretz. He says all of society has become more hawkish since the Hamas-led attack of October 7, 2023, where some 1,200 Israelis were killed and hundreds more taken hostage.
This is a tiny country, less than 10 million people. So the number of casualties was huge and the shock was monstrous. Not only the atrocities, but the fact that Israel was caught off guard and that the civilians found themselves unprotected by the army. So it moved the public to the right, so to speak. The public became more and more hawkish.
The big takeaway, says Harel, is to survive in this region, you must be proactive against your enemies. Public opinion researcher Dalia Shendlin says 18 years of government under a hawkish Netanyahu has also drummed into people's heads that diplomacy doesn't work.
He has essentially completely delegitimized the idea that there can be diplomacy, that there could be cooperation between Israel's allies and, you know, Middle East states and European states and the U.S. to try to de-escalate.
The hardened attitudes extend to Gaza, which today lies in ruin. Israel has not let in independent foreign media. The conflicts have opened a gulf between Israel and its traditional allies. The EU is considering severing a longtime economic agreement. And in the U.S., a record 60% of Americans now hold an unfavorable view of the Jewish state. On Holocaust Remembrance Day, April 13th, sirens wailed across the country. Septuagenarians Ellie and Ruth Schwartz say it's important to never forget the 6 million Jews killed by the Nazis. I ask them if the destruction and death toll in Gaza has not tarnished Israel's image in the world.
Who is not involved? Who? It's
sorry,
no.
Sorry, but in Gaza, everybody is involved.
Including the children.
Yes.
Children 10, 20 years old go to the Hamas.
This view is anathema to these Tel Aviv protesters of Jewish settler violence against Palestinians in the West Bank. The UN says about 1,000 Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied territory have been killed by the Israeli army and settlers since the war in Gaza began. Thousands have been driven from their land. Iris Geffen compares this violence to pogroms against Jews in Europe and says she doesn't understand how people can act this way.
Let alone a group of people that have gone through this. That's, you know, the foundation of the state, of our right to exist here. So, I don't know, I ask myself, what is the justification of the state of Israel if what we do is what has been done to us?
Analyst Shendlin says the Israel that will mark 78 years of existence this week is one that is profoundly divided between religious and secular with opposing worldviews, yet unified by the sense that the country is under existential threat. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tel Aviv.